Want to try a free sample?
Oh, yeah, I do. Wait, time to consult the online experts.
You only eat after you're walking 10,000 steps.
Stop it!
They don't know your body. Only you do. Cygnos pairs AI with a biosensor so you can track your body's unique responses to food, movement, and more in real time, helping you achieve your health goals. Get $10 off select plans at Cygnos.com. Cygnos.com with code SPARK. Cygnos.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
It's In This League.
My style is impetuous. My defense is impregnable.
Come again?
With Scott Bogman and Chris Welsh.
Can't wait.
What does that do? Does that blow your mind?
That just happened.
What's up, friends, and welcome in. It is the Thanksgiving edition of In This League. It's Bogman, it's Welsh, it's just us and you, as we are thankful for our dear friends and listeners and buddies and pals and everybody in the eardrums and the listening of the podcast. We're very thankful for you guys, and thanks for hanging out with us as we are going to be breaking down some of our favorite plays for the Thanksgiving Day games, maybe
now,
Friday,
maybe
Sunday.
Player was the turkey, Welsh? Who would it be? I shouldn't make too much fun of that because we have done that before. But yeah, that's the episode you're getting from a lot of
us. It's kind of, yeah, there's a kind of a lot of us. But we're going to do ranks. We got a Jack Boyce parody song, which I'm very excited about. A couple voicemails slipped in, and probably a little bit quicker on the news and notes because this is a different perspective of an episode, because we're going to be talking about Thursday games, Friday, and whatever it comes up in all of this conversation. But happy Thanksgiving. You guys can take some time off, do the things.
All right, Bugman, let's rank it.
Top three, top three Thanksgiving things, like anything. Like drinks are included, desserts are included, food are included. You only get three things.
All right, well, football is my number one. You know that.
Okay, I meant like on the table.
On the table. Like
on the table.
We're talking about the food?
That is it. Drinks, desserts, food, Thanksgiving based consumption.
Well, we do these twice baked potatoes, and that is my absolute number one seed.
A lot of cheese in it?
Yep. Cheese, bacon, green onions, lots of butter, fluffy mashed potatoes with all that mixed in.
Take most of that out, but yeah, cheese. And All right. So twice baked potato, number one.
Yep. Number two, I'll go with the stuffing. I mean, you don't have stuffing at any other point in the year. So stuffing, number two seed.
Yeah, that's a good call. It's always interesting when there is food that is specific to that day. And like Thanksgiving has, it's really just stuff. I mean, I don't know what human beings like, hey, guys, green bean casserole. And everyone's like, bleh. Like stuffing is very day specific food. Okay, so stuffing is two.
Yeah, I hate green beans.
Again, drinks and desserts are also on the table.
I understand. Like, I just feel like desserts, like pumpkin pie, pecan pie, they're great, but you can get them most any part of the year. At least, you know, my mom makes them all year, so I can get pecan pie whenever I feel like it. So, I'll go with the turkey. If the turkey is done right, then it's very good. But most people don't do the turkey right, or they try to jazz it up in some weird way or whatever. But the turkey cooked correctly is outstanding. I just feel like most people either overcook it or undercook it, and it's not good enough.
You know what you should do for Thanksgiving this year?
What's that?
Ribs and mac and cheese.
Yeah. I don't know why. Yeah. Welsh has this obsession. Like every time we go somewhere, he's like, you need to get some ribs, get some mac and cheese. So
you got to do it. All right. So for me, number one, White Russians.
Of course.
Of course. It's the course. Staple. It's a staple of any good Thanksgiving. And I will tell you this. I have Frank Stanfill completely locked into White Russians now. He did it last year and he went a little too hard. But he's in. He's in, like, he celebrates this tradition with me now. He wants me to text.
He's
photos.
Not welcome back to Thanksgiving with his family, but he does celebrate this tradition with me. So
this is
great.
The tradition. Yeah, I'm telling you, watch. He will probably he'll at least text me, if not tweet, about White Russians. If you celebrate White Russians, tweet me. Send your White Russians to me on Thanksgiving here at Is It the Welsh. I want to see all your White Russians. That's number one. Number two, I think it is the most important staple of Thanksgiving. Mashed potatoes.
Yeah.
Like mashed potatoes are everything.
That's my, so twice baked potatoes are usually just like you mash the potatoes and you put it back in the like the skin of the potato. It's just mashed potatoes, dude. Oh, okay. It's just mashed potatoes with like stuff mixed in with it. That's,
but it's
that's
more like a, it's like a bakey potato because you're doing the skin now. Like it's not mashed potatoes.
We don't have the skin on ours. So, but most twice baked potatoes are.
So you put it back in the skin and that, then you take it
that's
out
like
of
the fancy, that's like the fancy nose in the air. You skin the potato out, you mash it all up, you put stuff in it, then you put the mashed potato back in the skin and then you bake it. That's a twice baked potato.
That's the type of person that hires someone to fix their oven
yes,
door.
Right. Yeah. Okay. What you do is you call the repairman, okay? And then you pay him an extra $100 to come and finish yours earlier. I will give you $100. Sorry, Marsh. Stocks already paid me $1,000.
It'll pay me $1,000. I can get there. Sorry, man. All right. Number three is something I'm doing this year.
Uh-oh.
I am making homemade mac and cheese. I have never, I don't know if you know this. I have seen mac, and by the way, not out of a box, if you think that, which I'm very good at cooking out of a box, of course. But
oh my God, how high and mighty of you, by the way. By the way, no, I'm not doing your craft crap. All right. You white
I'd be
trash.
Fine with it. Okay. I'd be fine with
it. You did not sound like it. Tell your voice you'd be fine with that. You sound like an elitist prick right
no,
there.
No, because
like,
I
I'm not making any box stuff.
I think judgy judges were like, oh, you're going to dump the box? No, dummy. I'm going to do like hardcore mac and cheese. I've never in my life had mac and cheese at Thanksgiving. And I see all those things that go out there where people are like, you know, draft your blah, 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 and all that. And I've and everybody always has mac. And I've always brought it up. So I finally brought it to my wife. I'm like, I want to do mac. And she's like, why don't you make it? I'm like, you know what? I'm going to. So I am going to be. And we're talking like...
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
In this league.
Oh, I remember.
I love
it. In this league.
Yeah, I remember that.
We're making the sauce with like butter, flour, cream.
Yeah, homemade.
And then the two cheeses grated, and then we're going to bake it, and we're going to bake the top on it, and that's what I'm going to do. So mac and cheese, mashed potatoes, white Russians.
I'll say this. I am a little surprised that you waited until Thanksgiving to like do the first run at this. You know what I mean? Like,
oh, yeah. Horrible idea.
Yeah, I mean, you know, not just is it, I think you could have had some benefits here too of testing it out beforehand. You could have said like, you know, I just want to make sure it's good for Thanksgiving. We don't screw it up. So we probably should make it three or four times before that.
Yeah. You know? The other thought is I could just go to Costco and buy a bunch of already made mac. And then I could pretend to cook it.
Okay.
I could be like, hey, everybody, look, I made this, but I'm going to make
it. That's out the window now. It is Wednesday. Yeah. You're not going to Costco.
No, today. I went to Costco on Monday. It's the worst place on the planet.
I would.
It's the worst place on the planet.
Well, I'm not going to say what I'd rather do. At least the thing that just popped in my mind. But I would rather do a lot of things than go to Costco. So
yeah, it's a pretty bad place. But all right, there you go. Let us know what your top three and celebrate some white Russians at Is It the Welsh? I don't. I wish there was like a good hashtag we could do with it. It's like. It's the thanks white Russian. I don't know what it is. Just white Russians. Just ITL white Russians. What? Something dicey?
Well, just there's a lot of stuff going on. Do you want to say hashtag I appreciate white Russians?
Yeah. That might get some quick farming.
I think
you might
Ukrainian fan base would like that very much. Well, so, you know, I'm not just not sure. That's
be careful about it. All right. There's our thing. We're out of the way here. For Thanksgiving. Definitely doesn't even play into Friday for Black Friday and stuff like that. But hey, if you guys want, there's absolutely no Black Friday sale at InThisLeague.com. But if you're in the buying mood, come on down InThisLeague.com where you can pay full price, the full price of $5 or $10.
Hey, you get a Black Friday game at 3 in the afternoon Eastern for whatever reason. Like it's just, how is that not a night game, by the way? Why wouldn't it's the only game on. on Friday. Why not make it a night game? Why not make it a prime
time
game?
Seems like a clerical mistake. Someone was like, wait a minute. Did Doug put this on Friday? Like, oh, Doug, yeah. What'd you put this 4:30?
I want to watch a game while I'm at the mall, Black Friday shopping. Come on, just let me have this.
Yeah, I don't know. But come over to InThisLeague.com, sign up today. Come have fun with us. Ranks and group me rooms and access to other stuff and the live streams and all that. Come and check it out. InThisLeague.com, sign up today. No discount. No
Black sale.
No for you. Yeah, I mean, I don't know. We could. I don't even know how I do
Black Friday, we're going to give you a 100% of what you would have got on Wednesday or Saturday, you will get on Friday. So there you go.
Here's the benefit.
100% sale.
You won't have to worry, did the price increase the next day?
It didn't.
It didn't. Yeah, it's the same. So
absolute same. No discount.
InThisLeague.com. All right, let's go through a couple quick things. We went 10 minutes without doing this, but my God, Christmas came early before Thanksgiving. Put your tree up because Bogman, Matt Canada, he's gone.
He is gone.
You hear that? Does everybody hear the mood change in Bogman from the last episode to this episode? You're a different person right now.
I am. Look, I'm excited about this move. Wow. It has been stale. It has been terrible. It has been the same plays over and over and over and over. And while I don't know that there's enough time to install all kinds of new crazy stuff, at least you can use the middle part of the field and maybe quit running jet sweeps on every second down, and it's going to be a run up the gut anyway. Like, it's stale, predictable, and that part of the offense, hopefully with Matt Canada gone, is also out the door.
I had never seen this video. This is such a great, and it's all that anyone's sharing.
Boswell?
Yep, this is the Chris Boswell video.
2 years ago.
I never even seen it. Someone just played if you can hear it. This is Matt Canada, like, hugging, I don't know who the hell he hugged, someone with a win, and Chris Boswell at the end goes, it's no thanks to you.
Yeah.
It ain't because of you. I can guarantee that. Chris Boswell.
I believe that was after either the Ravens win or the Raiders win at the end of last season. So
you know what? Eat crow to me, dude. I thought there was no way that, like, on the week of Thanksgiving that they would do something like that. But at the same time, you know what?
It's a body language, dude.
It was a benefit. Let him spend time with let him ruin Thanksgiving, not the play calls.
Yeah, he can drink some White Russians and be like, I remember when I used to be an offensive coordinator. No, it was last week.
That makes it better. It doesn't ruin Thanksgiving.
Well, I'm saying he will ruin Thanksgiving because he will be depressed.
If a video surfaces of him drinking White Russians, I'm done. I will retire White Russians.
Wow. Oh, yeah.
I will not associate.
You got to take that play out of your cold, stale playbook. Is that what it is? If Matt Canada is running the same plays as you, you got to change.
He definitely drinks like screwdrivers. He's just like, he drinks Coca-Cola and Jack Daniels.
I think he's the guy that goes, I'll have a screwdriver, hold the orange juice. I think he's one of those guys. So, but yeah, look, the body language from all of the players. And Najee's kind of the barometer to me, because Najee is not the best running back for the Steelers, but he is somewhat of a team captain. So I think that you could just tell from him, the nicest human being ever, complaining about Matt Canada. I think that's what got Canada fired. I think that was it. The temperature of the locker room was cold and dead, and you need some life at this point in the season. So this was the move. It's too late in the season to do it. But I am glad that it actually happened.
Yeah, so. And this looks like it's going to probably be a good boost to Jalen Warren. I just feel like you're going to see
Jalen Warren, George Pickens, just all the obvious guys. It should be a boost to.
Yeah, so this is a good positive. It's not even a bad matchup coming up this week as well. So Jalen Warren should be heavily put up. And I kind of agree with Pickens. By the way, Pickens' receiving yard prop opened up at 3.5. So I think that one might be kind of sexy to jump at.
His reception prop, right? So
as I said, reception prop. Yeah.
I'm so excited for it. Have you seen, by the way, I know you like PFF elusive rating. I want you to go to PFF elusive rating real quick. And I want you to do a minimum of 50 carries.
Hold on. It's going to be premium stats.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, I mean, I just want
you to see, but I just want you to see the gap.
Yeah, yeah. No, we'll see. But I want to point out, we also kind of did this in the last show, the 50 attempts, where it was like Jalen Warren is like number one in almost every category.
But in elusive rating, it's absurd because he had the big run last week, which boosted his elusive rating a ton.
I mean, it is easier said than done trying to do anything on PFF site.
Okay. I mean,
elusive rating. Okay. But how do I don't even know how to do it.
Click at the top. Oh,
minimum attempts. I see
minimum attempts. Yeah. And I just hit 50. It was, and I can't even remember who was second.
Oh yeah. It's Raheem Mostert. It's a God dang, like scrolling to the right here. It's a 198.5
for
Jalen Warren. And the next is 110.2 for Raheem Mostert. And those are the only two with an over 100 elusive rating with a minimum of 50 rush attempts. James Conner, number three, kind of stands out as a blah here. But the rest of that group, Herbert, Walker, Dowdle, Bijan, Royce Freeman, Etienne, and Montgomery. That's your top 10 of elusive rating and Jalen Warren out there. You know, one thing that stands out too when you look at this, I didn't realize it was this bad. 27.3 pass block rating for Jalen Warren. That's probably that's one of those reasons why we keep seeing stupid Najee out there, which I hate. But
well, I think Najee's going to take a boost as well because he won't just be getting the runs up the ass of his offensive linemen. You know, it's just he runs right up into their backside, and that's all he does right now in this offense. So I think he'll be put in a better spot too. I'm excited for the whole offense. Maybe it looks the same. Maybe it's garbage. Maybe Kenny is not.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
I know how you're feeling right now.
Stop it. Don't do that.
I'm here for you.
In this league.
You are too easy.
But at least we'll get a fair look at everybody now.
You know what's crazy too? He is second in yards per route run, receiving wise, 1.7 yards per route run. That's number two to only Breece Hall. And it's only, he's one of only two to be over one. But if you go to breakaway yardage percentage, he's number two behind Breece Hall. But Najee Harris is number three with the minimum, 36.7. I just want to remind
you have to break away from nine tacklers in the backfield because they run every second down.
That's a good point. I wasn't even like thinking of it in that way. I was also thinking of it like you have these two backs that are able to do this and you still can't get the offensive going. But to your point, Najee's running into buttholes all day long.
I mean, it's ridiculous the way they've used both of these guys. Warren needs to touch the ball more in space, and Najee needs to touch the ball just more. So I don't know, man. It's I'm just happy that Matt Canada is gone. It is over with. I know people were expecting an emergency podcast. I don't know if it was that big. But Matt Canada is gone and I am happy. That's all.
I mean, that would have been great. That's a solo podcast. That's not a me podcast. Yeah. That's a Bogman like comes. But I think that would have been great. Like you come on here. Maybe you're like an hour and a half into a 10 and you're just like, hey, I love
all
how
I would
we
have
talk
been doing
to each other
is staring in here and laughing.
I think you underestimate the level of joy that would have brought a lot of people. That should be a TikTok. I mean, we should get into TikTok and it's just hour into Bogman Millie's and just, you know, say happy things to him like Matt Canada's fired. So let's go through some quick news and notes. We're going to talk to you about our plays and go voicemails a little bit quicker edition. It's, you know, Thanksgiving Day week. Couple of things for you to know. I will say I called it, but maybe it's not that awesome of a call, but I called it like 3 weeks ago. Daryl Henderson released in favor of Royce Freeman as Kyren comes back. And the only reason this is more of a take that means anything was because Daryl Henderson came back and everyone was like, holy crap, look at what he's doing. And as Royce kind of kept working, I was like, I don't think Daryl Henderson's going to make it on this once Kyren comes back. And it's not that big of a deal, but Kyren is coming back this week. Daryl Henderson is gone and Royce solidified himself as number two.
Saw that elusive rating for Royce. So yeah, and Kyren is going to be the guy catching the ball out of the backfield as well. But I tell you what, a lot of running back injuries. I think Daryl Henderson's going to get a gig somewhere. So I think he'll probably sign somewhere before the week is out.
I wouldn't be surprised. Geno Smith is feeling better, but still experiencing pain in his triceps, according to Pete Carroll. That doesn't do well because in 24 hours, they'll be facing the 49ers. So that doesn't bode well.
Probably going to be Drew Lock against Nick Bosa and company. Ooh.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know how to take that. If they want to play the short yardage game, I think that's probably their best benefit. I don't think that will do well for DK Metcalf.
Is this all not good for Drew Lock? Because what you want with that guy is you want to give him time in the pocket and let him unleash.
That's what I'm saying. And you want separation from those wide receivers like DK to get deep. You're not going to have that with the pass rush unless that
DK didn't practice yesterday either. I didn't see anything about today yet, but. I mean, the Seahawks are banged up right now.
And the Charbonnet stuff is still really interesting. I saw a lot of people super excited. Oh, my gosh, Charbonnet's like RB1. But then it's like you also forget it. He's going up against the 49ers. And like, you know, Charbonnet's ability to catch the ball, I think works really well for him. And his receiving yard prop, I think, opened up at, I don't know if it was 3.5. I don't even know if it's out yet. Now I'm completely forgetting. I kind of want to see. But, you know, I think taking anything over 2.5 is going to make some sense for him because I think he's going to get the ball thrown a decent amount. I would take that before I take the yards, but the 49ers are just tough. So, you know, Charbonnet, let me look here. Did I pull up the ranks here? Yeah. Charbonnet on Fantasy Pros, half PPR, comes in at 26. So I guess that's not too crazy. The people that are calling him RB1, he's ranked as RB26. So that's not even an RB2. But I'll bet you if I click on this, and I find people, there's going to be someone that's got him at like RB12. I guess not. Let's see. The best expert has him at 21.
By the way, they don't have his receptions up, but they do have his yards at 19.5.
DK. Yeah, so that's, I think that might be 3.5. It might open at 2.5 real quick, and then it probably juiced, and then maybe it moves to plus money at 3.5. I might take the 3.5 still. You know, Rashad White gets a bunch. So something to throw out there. Yeah, exactly. Michael Thomas was placed on the IR with a knee injury. He gone. That couldn't is good for
a guy.
Rashid Shaheed and A.T. Perry.
A.T. Perry. Love A.T. Perry.
Yeah, I know Jake kind of likes him as maybe a deep wide receiver 3, wide receiver 4 this week. As you said before, the tough thing is about like cool, exciting guys popping up. Everybody's playing though. So that doesn't like there's the market is much bigger with options without the bye weeks. Salvin Ahmed was placed on the IR with a foot injury. So
I didn't even see this. I didn't either. Sunday.
I didn't either. So that's just Jeff Wilson time, probably active regardless of what's going on this week. Aaron Jones is going to likely miss the Thanksgiving Day game. I think that is like all but a guarantee.
Yeah, he's out.
And that's going to be A.J. Dillon.
Musgrave announced out too today. So
is that official on Musgrave?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, and then we'll have to pay attention. You know, like I kind of like A.J. Dillon. I think we'll talk about him here in just a little bit, but he's going to get all that he possibly can. Josh Downs' knee injury, quote, has been an issue since OTAs, but he has a bye week. I think he's going to be good to go. I'm going to talk about him in a bit, but there was just this quote about this knee injury that's been lingering that I don't think I realized was a thing all season.
Yeah, and that's weird also. Like, if it has been bothering him all year, why hasn't he been questionable most weeks? Maybe he hasn't. I haven't been paying attention, but I don't really remember this early in the season until a couple weeks ago when he really banged up the knee. So, I don't know. You know, another, like, don't tell us it's been bothering him the whole year when you haven't had him on the injury report the whole year. That's very strange.
I have one other thing. I just want to run through these, just what's on RotoWorld right now. Kyren is officially designated to return. Yep. Mike McDaniel, according to RotoWorld, hinted that Jeff Wilson is going to be active. So there you go for that. This one, ESPN's Dan Grisanio reports the Bengals are going to try to run their offense as normal with Jake Browning.
I think you always try that. And if you have to restrict it, then you do that the second week. So not that surprising. They are playing Pittsburgh this week. It's a tough defense.
Jeremy Fowler reports that Devin Achane playing in week 12 would be, quote, a mild surprise. Even more reason why Jeff Wilson is going to be active. And then finally, Bailey Zappi, Mac Jones, we don't know because we still have not had a designated quarterback.
I don't know why.
Put out there by Belichick.
Anyone as the starting quarterback for my team because it gives the defense an advantage.
This has to be Zappi, like, right?
To run with. Yeah. I mean, how could it not be?
Yeah, you do all of this. This 100% has to be Zappy. They're just not naming it. Tuesday DNPs for the Thursday games. Rico Dowdle had an ankle. Ken Walker, oblique. DK with the toe. Dontavian Wicks had a knee and Musgrave had the abdomen, but we already know that Musgrave is out. And Ken Walker, I think.
Yeah. It doesn't look like Walker is going to play at all. They're going to activate Kenny McIntosh is going to be up for his first NFL game. So excited to see what he's got a little bit as well. So, yeah, lots of banged up guys. Let's keep playing games on Thursday after non-bye weeks. I think it's a great idea. Everyone should do it always.
Be thankful, Bucks. Be thankful you have football at all. All right. Let's take a break. We come back. Our ranks, our plays for the week coming up here in week 12. Thanksgiving. Be right back. Do your turkey.
Chris Welsh
said you were coming.
What else did he say?
He said you were the best in the parsec.
Scott Bogman,
former Imperial sharpshooter.
That's not saying much.
I wasn't a stormtrooper, wise ass.
Please excuse his lack of decorum.
In this league,
this is the way. Stop touching things.
Top plays of the week. How did last week go? Just take out. I don't know because it's gone. So just wondering how it went last week.
It's right there.
But yeah. Didn't we have where's Funston's stuff?
Funston's I did erase, but yours and I's are there,
very hateful. I was very smart.
I think I didn't write it down very much. I think I had like two written down for Funston, so it's my bad.
I was pretty decent as I'm.
You were great
last week. Look at this. This might be the best week I ever had of plays. Fields and Love at quarterback. Yes. Singletary RB1, Ty Chandler 2, still fine. Royce Freeman 3. And my wideouts were DJ Moore, Rashee Rice, and Jaden Reed. Rashee Rice didn't really work out, but this is probably the best calls I've had from top to bottom all season.
I had Jalen Warren, so I'll take a victory lap on that. But Garrett Wilson literally got negative points. George Pickens didn't catch football. So, yeah, it's not a good week for me last week. So
it's so hard to get negative points. But then player and you're like, oh, yeah, there it is.
Yep, I did it. You're welcome, everybody. The Jets suck so bad, Tim Boyle is going to be their starting quarterback now. And on a Friday in the middle of the afternoon. So
what time is that game again?
It's at 3 Eastern.
That is so weird. That's one my time?
Look, there's a lot of, I think why they're doing this, because there's a lot of big college football games on.
What are we going to do about Bet This League? That's like literally when we do Bet This
League. We're going to be watching Miami and the Jets is what we're going to do. So
let's go a little early that day.
No.
What?
No,
let's go a little early.
Why do you want to go early?
No, like an hour. Like let's like lean.
You know what? Let's do it at 7 a.m. How about that?
Let's not do it at all.
Let's do it before everything starts. You know what? Let's do it tonight. Let's do it tonight.
Actually, it would be pretty. If there were more props, I would probably do it tonight. But, I had a very good prop week last week. Horrific bets sides stuff, but my props were on cue.
Hey, you know what? I don't remember last week because this week Matt Canada got fired, and that's all I care about.
I'm surprised. Aren't you ready to just smash every Steeler over this week?
No, I mean it's still firing Matt Canada doesn't put Tom Brady in, leading your offense. So, I mean,
yeah, he's still,
Kenny look, Pickens, but... the reason why I'm so happy Matt Canada is gone is, Kenny has been getting all the excuses, even from me.
Kenny!
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7.
Want to try a free sample of Berry Pie?
Oh, yeah, I do. Wait, will this send me spiraling out of my routine?
Time to consult the online experts.
Hi, Felicia here with 1 million followers. That bite will destroy your metabolism.
Is it really that bad? I had protein this morning. Ugh, but it looks so good.
Only eat after walking 10,000 steps.
Pie is only 2 steps from here. Am I overthinking again? Oh, the kids would really love this.
Insulin sensitive.
Always
Stop it.
They don't know your body. Only you do. Cygnos pairs AI with a biosensor so you can track your body's unique responses to food, movement, and more in real time, helping you achieve your health goals. No fads, no fear, just your signal. Get $10 off select plans at Cygnos.com. That's Cygnos.com with code SPARK. Cygnos.
Our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
It's In This League.
It's got what plants crave. It's got electrolytes.
What are electrolytes? Do you even know? It's what
they used to make
in this league.
I'm the smartest guy in the world, says who?
The IQ test you took in prison, brought to you by Carl's Jr.
Famous Paul Kenny, your famous bar.
Sorry.
Yeah, you did that. But, you know, look, at the end of the season, he's not going to have this built-in Matt Canada excuse anymore. So now we're going to see what it's going to be a fair evaluation of 6 weeks, which I don't know is a fair evaluation, but it's at least a Matt Canada free evaluation. And that's what I want to see.
Yeah, so. Listen, you got to find your happiness in whatever spots you possibly can. And that was yours. So don't worry about the hey, plays didn't work out, bets didn't work out. Ah, what do I care? Because Matt Canada's fired. So good on me. All right, let's talk about some of our favorite plays this week, moving on to week 12. And Buckman, let's start with you. Let's kick it off with you here. Your surprise quarterback one for week 10.
Let's go with Trevor Lawrence against Houston. And this is because it seems like every game against the Texans here is going to become a shootout because CJ Stroud has been so good. We finally saw Trevor Lawrence get back on the horse and look good last week. So I'm just going to pick up this momentum and move it one more week. I think, you know, him getting together with Calvin Ridley, let's get Kirk back involved. Ingram's a good weapon. Like, I think everybody was expecting Lawrence to have this great year. It's been terrible up until last week. And I think this is where we're going to start to see him kind of turn the boosters on and improve this team. And this is a big division game. They really need to be good. So do the Texans. I think it's going to be a nice, fun shootout. I like the over in this game. And I like Trevor Lawrence to kind of burn up this Texan secondary. So I will go with T-Law.
You know, I'm looking here too. Like the overall numbers, the Texans are giving up 255 to quarterbacks, 23 completions to 34 attempts, and one touchdown per game. But I can't do the math on this real quick. I'd have to like literally run it. But from week five on, they have given up only less than 230 yards passing twice. They've given up over 250 four times. They've also given up a touchdown in every single game, passing touchdown every single game since week five, to the tune of 10 touchdowns in that period of time. If I were eyeballing the numbers, it's probably closer to 280 to 290 in that period of time. So just because we've seen that pickup, like to what you've said, we're seeing way more. By the way, no quarterback since week five has had less than 30 pass attempts against the Texans. With how those offenses have run. So
you have to, It has to play point for point. That's the exact reason why I'm taking Lawrence here, is because Stroud has been so good. Opposing offenses have to be on their best to play the Texans now because they're beating teams with offense. So that's why I like T-Law. Now, he was like 14, I think, when I looked last night. What is he?
He's 11. Yeah, he's okay. 11 now.
Right, I'm cheating a little, but not
much. Yeah, I mean, whatever. I have him at like 11 or 10. So,
I have him at 8.
I'm at 10, actually. Yeah, I've got him at 10. So I'm with you on that one. I've gone down this road plenty of times, but if you're looking for a surprise QB one of the week, give me Joshua Dobbs. Josh Dobbs has completed 20 passes in four straight games. He's gone over 200 yards passing in three of those four games and has six passing touchdowns over the last four games. But guess what? That's not it. He has scored a rushing touchdown in six straight games as well. The Bears currently are giving up the fourth most completions over the last 4 weeks, and you're getting Justin Jefferson back. So I take what he's done from the touchdown side, the yard side, what he does on the ground, look at a Bears team that is giving up a ton of completions to wide receivers overall, and then potentially add back in Justin Jefferson. Josh Dobbs has been efficient. Josh Dobbs is what Geno Smith was last year. But a better runner.
Okay. Yeah.
You know what I mean? You don't buy it. He's older. He's efficient. He is getting completion. That's what Geno Smith did. I don't think Geno Smith had like a single game under like 20 completions all year last year. If he is getting 20 plus completions a game, Josh Dobbs, with TJ Hawkinson, with Jordan Addison, plays are going to be made. Touchdowns are scored, and he's also doing it on the ground. So I like Josh Dobbs to jump in as a QB1 this week. I believe in the ranks. I believe I have no idea because I don't have to see the ranks. Yeah. He is 12. I guess I'm cheating like a tiny bit too because he just jumped up to 12.
I think someone posted it in our grooming room, but Steve Palazzolo from PFF said Maybe Jordan Addison is just the best wide receiver in the history of football because he got Kenny Pickett drafted. He got Caleb Williams a Heisman, and he made Kirk Cousins have a career year. Like, and obviously it's tongue in cheek because Addison hasn't done a lot this season for the Vikings. But yeah, I mean, it seems like everywhere he goes, the quarterback turns to gold.
It's like one of those things like the old Bulls would be like Steve Kerr on all these championship teams. And it's
right.
Like,
yeah.
You know, he's fine, but he just happens to be there. He's a piece that really works. My sleeper quarterback of the week, I'm going to go over to Gardner Minshew, who is back. He's got Tampa Bay, and this is a pick on Tampa Bay situation. Gardner Minshew hasn't even been like outside of anything fantastic, though I love Michael Pittman. Jonathan Taylor's come up has been huge for this team as well. And getting off of a bye and having Josh Downs back healthy-ish, I think is really important. And this is picking on Tampa Bay, who just got lit up by the 49ers, because Tampa Bay is giving up the most fantasy points to quarterbacks over the last month, the most passing touchdowns, and the third most completions. You can run-ish on Tampa Bay, which they'll do with Jonathan Taylor, but you can absolutely pass.
Most teams can't. The Niners could. The offensive line.
That's why
great.
I said it. Oh, I'm saying John. Yeah. I'm looking at like Jonathan Taylor.
Sure.
But you know what? My narrative would be even better if you cannot run on Tampa Bay. You can pass all day long, and that's what works well for Gardner Minshew. Coming off of a bye too, I think structurally can kind of let them reset. And having Josh Downs back a little bit healthy, this is just a very, very good matchup for Gardner Minshew.
It's the first time they can take a breath since, you know, Minshew became the quarterback.
It's not great because everybody's off bye and there are so many options. But if I'm looking for someone to make a big leap, I'm going with Gardner Minshew. He's ranked 18th on the list so far. So your sleeper quarterback of the week is who?
How could I not pick Kenny Pickett now that the chains are free from Nomad Canada here? But also, they're playing against Cincinnati, who, look, Cincinnati's defense is fine, especially their secondary. But it's Jake Browning at quarterback for them. I think we're going to see three and outs. I think we're going to see frustrating passes and probably some incomplete passes, maybe even some turnovers from Jake Browning against the Steelers defense. So I think the Steelers will possess the ball a decent amount. And with Kenny kind of being freed, being able to use the middle of the field and possibly run as well. I would love to see Kenny run a little bit. Why not? I just think he's going to have a better game. And I think this secondary is gettable for most players. So I'm going to go with Pickett against Cincinnati in the jungle.
Welcome to... All right. Let's go to the running back surprise RB1 of the week. And I just want to tell you this, Boggs. I actually was looking for the guy you picked, but you picked him because of how... God damn hard this guy just runs.
Yeah, look, Isaiah Pacheco just ran right all over the Eagles, and the Eagles run D has been the best in the league this year. So I think that Chiefs O-line is way better at run blocking than pass blocking this year also. So, but they're playing against the Raiders, and the Raiders D-line is probably the only scary thing about that team in terms of just units on that team. But they're going to run right down the Raiders' throat. And if that doesn't work, then it'll be dump-off passes. And I just think the Chiefs are going to run all over the Raiders this week. I think Pacheco is obviously the biggest part of it. And we're starting to see, I mean, how can you keep relying on MVS? How can he keep, you know, you had him open for a touchdown to win the game, and he dropped it. So, I don't know. Maybe run the ball, pound the rock. They might be a little gun shy after losing on a drop pass last week. So give me Pacheco to run all over the Raiders.
Pacheco, Isaiah Pacheco.
Pacheco.
All right. I am going into that Tampa Bay Indianapolis game. And my surprise RB one of the week is going to be Rashad White. And this is another inverse of picking up on just a really good matchup. Colts giving up the fourth most fantasy points over the last month to RBs. That is with a bye included as well. Also, fourth on the year and the second most rushing touchdowns given up on the season. So fourth, I think it's actually fourth over last month, and then the second most rushing touchdowns on the year have been given up by the Colts. And Rashad White, an off game against the San Francisco 49ers, but prior to that, I believe had 20 carries.
You know what Rashad White has proven this year, Welsh, is that he can carry a full workload. Yeah. It's not something he even really did at ASU. So to see him doing it for Tampa Bay, and I think it's not for lack of trying. They've tried other guys behind him. No one is even close to him on this team. So no,
it never became Edmonds. It never became Keyshawn Vaughn. All that stuff never happened. It's full
workload.
Tried to
pick up Michael Carter, too. That's how bad the guys behind him have been. They tried to take a guy off waivers, but the Cardinals put in that first claim, and they had way priority over everybody.
Yeah, and not counting the San Francisco game, he had had two straight games of 20 carries. He has also only had two receptions or less. Really, actually, he's never had less than two receptions, but two receptions twice this entire season. If you look over the last 5 weeks, he has had six receptions three of the last 5 weeks, and you're just going into a spot with the Colts who do not play well against running backs, and this is a primary workhorse. So Rashad White, he's in a really, really good spot. He just hasn't like had these big, crazy overperformed days, but they're giving up rushing touchdowns almost more than anybody else, which I think is one of the big positives here. And he's actually moved up to 12 now. So he was not 12. He was like 14 when I looked at this. So he is now 12, but he is my surprise RB one of the week. And and then I get to go again. My surprise RB two of the week. Maybe it's not so surprising, but he's not ranked there. Give me AJ Dillon. We'll go to, even though A.J. Dillon has been poop for you all season, you hate him. We saw A.J. Dillon get heavy receptions in this past game. He's going to be the full workload running back because of the shoulder dislocation from Wilson as well. They're going to, I don't even know who
it's Patrick Taylor. Patrick Taylor. They had to get, I feel like they had to get him up off somebody else's practice squad because he was gone after they released him. And then they brought back in James Robinson. So how does A.J. Dillon not get 40 touches in this game? You know what I mean? Like, he's going to have 25 to 30 carries and some catches. Like, he's going to see a lot of work on Thursday. A lot.
Yeah, and this is an early Thursday game. The Lions haven't been a huge force as far as what they're giving up. They're only giving up 62 yards to running backs total on the year over 17 carries. But over the last three games, they've given up a rushing touch. Actually, four games, they've given up a rushing touchdown in four straight games. And it's been exponentially more yards. You've seen 79, 83. The yards per carry has been low. That's kind of an A.J. Dillon thing. But they're averaging over 34 yards given up receiving to running backs. So A.J. Dillon is in a decent spot, especially if they want to slow that game down, to be the primary back. He's also going to catch him out of the backfield. And I'll tell you, I'm monitoring his reception prop. I'm looking for that one to see what that pops, because if it's 2.5, I think I'm going to take that as well. So give me A.J. Dillon as my surprise RB2 of the week.
I like it. Actually, I think I can. I have it.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
It's In This League.
No one asked you anything ever, so whomever's name is
In This League.
Why don't you take a letter opener and stick it in your skull?
Hey! Actually, they still don't have it.
Yeah. The number one prop I'm looking for is they will not post Jaden Reed right now. And
you cowards.
They're being cowards, and I'm waiting if they put Jaden Reed rushing yards up.
They don't have any Packers on here yet.
I know. It's all Aaron Jones.
Yeah, and Wicks is hurt. Like, they're just figuring out who's going to be on the field right now.
Yeah.
I'm going to go with the guy I know you would have picked if I didn't have him on here.
Yep. But I actually thought about picking him as my RB1 of the week.
Oh, but you're going to leapfrog me.
Yeah, I thought about it.
Jalen Warren against the Bengals. And look, this is all about what we just talked about before we got into these picks, is the number one elusive rating. The fact that Matt Canada is gone. And I just don't know. You know, Sullivan, somebody made this point when he was calling plays for the Giants in 2016. All he did was feed the top two players on that team. And OBJ got all the targets. And was that Saquon back then? I don't think that was far enough back. Whoever the running back was, they got all of the touches. So I think that's what we're going to do here with the Steelers as well. I think you're going to see 10 to 15 targets to George Pickens. I think you're going to see 20 carries for Jalen Warren. Why
10
not?
10 to 15 targets to Pickens?
I think there are going to be so many Pickens targets, dude. I think it's going to be absurd. It's going to be him or Deontay. Like, maybe they spread it around, but I just think that you're going to see Pickens used in different types of routes. Like, you're going to see him over the middle of the field a little bit more, which is where he's probably the most dangerous. When you keep throwing to the stupid sideline, the sideline is a defender. So you're basically giving the defense an extra defender. So I don't know. Everything Matt Canada did was wrong.
Pickens, 3.5 receptions is plus 100.
Yeah, pretty easy. Do it.
Yeah,
it might be the easiest one of the week, but I think you're just going to see the big name players from Pittsburgh get the ball, and Jalen is one of the two right now. So yeah. I think he's going to see the ball so many times against the Bengals. Yeah.